You have got to tell us about the Oak Island Money Pit in Nova Scotia.
Right, the Oak Island Money Pit in Nova Scotia. The tale begins in 1795. There were three lads, Smith, Vaughan, and McGinnis, who were Nova Scotian colonists. And if you were a Nova Scotian in the end of the 18th century, then you did one of three things. You were a fisherman, you were a timberman, or you were a farmer. And they were all very hard work. Exhausting.
Yes.
The parents of these three lads, loving families, had said to the boys, look, we've got to keep working all day, every day, but you three boys, take a day off while you're still young, enjoy a bit of life, take the boat, go out into Mahone Bay, which is near Chester in Nova Scotia, little fishing village, and have a day off, you know, enjoy yourselves, go and explore.
What a great family, Lionel, huh?
Sorry?
What a great family.
Yeah, great people. They, you know, it's the kind of way every good parent feels. If I can't have a day off, my son can. I'm going to enjoy it while you're young, boy. And, yeah, I think they were lovely people. And they, the three boys, went out and they came to Oak Island, which was uninhabited, about a mile long and half a mile wide. And they were exploring with great excitement and enthusiasm. And they came to a clearing among the oak trees where there was a patch of the earth that had begun to settle. And they could see at once that the soil had been disturbed and that somebody at some time in the past had dug a shaft there. Well, it's 1795. If you and me and another mate had been there, teenage boys, the first thought in our minds would have been pirate treasure.
Yep.
And that's the way out of the very hard work that they all had to do. So they paddle back home as fast as they can go. They get picks and shovels. They paddle out again to the island, and they begin to dig. And at the 10-foot level, they hit a platform of oak logs. Now, these boys were smart kids. They were examining what they were excavating. The walls were brick hard, impermeable clay. The stuff they were taking out was more like brown sugar. It was, in England, the gardener who thinks the soil is just right describes it as friable, F-R-I-A-B-L-E. I don't know if it's the same word that an American gardener would use, but what it means is the soil is of ideal quality for growing plants. It's not too, it's not heavy clay, and it's not light sand. It's just nice soil. And the boys were pulling out this soft, friable backfill. They got down to this 10-foot level. They could see the pick and shovel marks in the hard clay walls where it had been excavated. As soon as they got to the oak logs, they were quite convinced that they'd found the treasure. Great excitement. They tore out the oak logs, and there was nothing except more backfill, which had fallen a little under the platform. They dug on, and this was supposed to be their holiday. And at the 20-foot level, which was as far as three guys could get without equipment, they hit another platform of oak logs, and they said, okay, that's it.
That's it for the night. Yeah.
They pulled the logs out, and nothing but more saw that. This is more than three guys can handle. Let's go home. A while later, an adult expedition came back with horses and horse-operated pumps, and they, you could imagine, uncles, granddads, parents, everybody was there who could spare the time to help. And they got down to 100 feet. Every 10 feet was a platform of oak logs, and every time they got excited and thought, this is going to be the treasure. And of course, there was nothing there. At the 100-foot level, they noticed it was getting horribly wet underfoot, although the clay down to there had been dry, impermeable, been keeping the water out. Mm-hmm. But now the water was in. They came up, waited till first light before resuming operations. At first light, the pit was seen to be full of water. The Atlantic had got in to the base of the money pit. Now, for the next 200 years, one expedition after another has tried and failed to beat the engineering brilliance of whoever built that pit. Patricia and I have stood on an artificial beach on the shore of Oak Island, which was built by whoever constructed that pit, so that the flood tunnels, which the engineer, whoever he or she was, had originally designed, would not be blocked and silted up with the sand as the tide came in and out. The artificial beach with the big boulders was there in order to filter out anything that could block the tunnels.
Like breakers.
Exactly. It was an amazing construction. And our friend Dan Blankenship, who was the site manager there for many years, was almost killed when he put down, close to the money pit, another set of borings and drillings, and he lined it with big steel cylinders, thinking that that would hold anything out. But the island by this time was so awash with mud and water under the surface. It was the surface was fine, but once you got down a few feet, all the previous expeditions who had dug and drilled and messed around with the flood tunnels had caused the thing to become a sort of labyrinth filled with mud and swamp water and seawater coming in.
And we really don't even know if there still is any treasure there, or if there ever was.
No, this is the amazing thing. The two theories which appealed to me most, one was my great friend George Young, now sadly passed away. He was a surveyor in Nova Scotia and an ex-naval officer and a real war hero, and a great man was George. His theory was that what was down there was a protected grave. He imagined that refugees had come across, perhaps even from right across in the Mediterranean, and they had come and set up a little colony on the island, a religious colony, and when their leader had died, they'd buried him so deep because from their earlier culture, they knew that if you didn't protect a grave, grave robbers would come and disturb it and disturb the rest of the leader that you'd placed there. The other theory was that it was in fact treasure, but not pirate treasure. When the Templars were overwhelmed in 1307, the evil King Philip IV, who attacked them, did not get the Templar fleet. The Templar fleet escaped him. Did they come all the way to the New World 100 years and more before Columbus? They were great builders as well as great warriors. They, a disciplined force, could have built the money pit to conceal some amazing treasure that had maybe come from the Middle East.
Maybe Solomon's treasure.
It could well have been, because in all the legends of King Solomon's mines and the other fabulous treasures, and the Templars had been so enthusiastic to live and work there in Jerusalem under the sight of what had been one of the early temples. What did they find there? Why were they so determined that under no circumstances would the evil Philip le Bel get his hands on it, that they took it as far away? To cross the Atlantic in those days was rather like a voyage to the moon today.
Exactly.
And if you wanted to get something as far as you could from an avaricious and evil king, then you would send it out into space.